Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 123. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. In this week's episode, I'm going to catch up on a few things. I missed recording an episode last week. I caught a cold, wasn't able to record. But for those of you here in the U.S., happy belated Thanksgiving. Hope everybody was able to spend some time with your families. And I had a good Thanksgiving. The first thing that I want to talk about this week is the last episode that I recorded, episode 122, Escape at Denimora. I talked about what it was like to be a part of the whole prison escape from a local perspective. For those of you who listened to that episode, you may have checked out the limited series on Showtime. And since that episode, there has been a couple of things that happened. Number one, the premiere happened. And at the premiere, they premiered this first episode of the series locally. They rented out a movie theater, several movie theaters, actually. And about 800 people showed up for the premiere to see the first episode. They were given free food and drinks. The tickets were free for the premiere. Ben Stiller showed up and talked with each audience. They did several screenings in the same sort of movie theater. They had, I think, four or five different groups of people seeing this episode. Went into each theater, talked with them all. And after the screening and the premiere was over, the people that were there were also given free $25 gift certificates to Showtime so that they could watch the series. I thought it was really well done. I thought it was really nice of them to do that and to have the premiere locally so that everybody who was a part of it had an opportunity to maybe go see it, or community members to actually just go and watch it and see what it was all about. Because there was, like I said in the last episode, there was a lot of people that were really nervous about it, and they wanted to make sure that you know, the area was seen in a positive light rather than made a mockery of. So the premiere went really well. Everybody seemed to really enjoy it. Two episodes in, I will say, after seeing the first two episodes, I won't give any spoilers about this. The name of the show, Escape at Denimora. You can watch it on Showtime. It's a weekly episode. There'll be seven episodes, I believe. And the first episode was really good. The second episode was also good. Just talking with certain people that I, in the community, that I've had a chance to talk to people about this, it's fun to see your hometown seen on a big screen, so to speak. It's things that you recognize, places, establishments, people you know on the big screen, and maybe as extras, that type of thing. That's kind of fun from a local perspective. Thinking bigger picture, they actually filmed inside the prison, which I don't know how they managed to do that, but they were actually able to do that. And on top of that, the story is compelling. I will say in the TV show, there were quite a few liberties taken with the characters. I think some of the things portrayed is a little bit of a stretch, but you have to understand making interesting TV is part of this, so I get it. But the story is true. And talking with prison guards who were part of that, it's fun to hear their inside stories and their perspectives on just locations and where they shot things and how they put it together and cut and splice it together. In some cases, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense the way they cut and splice things together. For instance, they were walking out of the mess hall, and the next thing you know, they're in the honor block, which was basically at least a 10-minute walk, but they made it seem like a 5-second walk, so to speak. So just things like that, you know. But so far, the story is very good, very compelling, and it's in line with what actually happened. So we'll see as the show progresses how many liberties are taken, and hopefully it's not very many, and it continues to be very well done. The acting is really great in the series itself. So check it out. Escape at Denimora. It's on Showtime right now. Okay, a couple of things that I've been meaning to talk about on this show. Over the last few weeks, I've pulled back on quite a few different things that were sort of getting away from me. And I want to talk to you all, just so everybody knows, where you can find the information on this podcast. So Google Plus is going away eventually. It's not really going away entirely. And quite frankly, when I was using Google Plus, I never really enjoyed Google Plus. So I stepped back from that. I pulled my page on Google Plus. I pulled my Facebook page on as well, just because it's always duplication of effort when I'm posting shows and that type of thing, and wasn't getting the results that I really wanted to. So I pulled back on those. So if you're looking for information on this podcast, number one, you can go to podnuts.com. That's where all the episodes are posted. That's where it's hosted. And please go to Podnuts and check out not only my show, but all the other great shows on Podnuts. If you want to see what I'm up to, you can go to mrptechreviews.com. That's where you're going to find also links to the podcast. You're going to find links to Podnuts, but you'll also find links to my YouTube channel, which every episode gets posted on YouTube. You're going to find the link to my Patreon page. That's where you can support the show. I'm trying to be more active on the Patreon page, putting things up every week there as well. There's a donate button. If you know, we're in the holiday season, if you feel compelled to make a donation and support the show, that's where you can do it. And it goes directly to this show, helps this show continue going on. You're also going to find a link to the Discord chat room. Now, that is probably the most active place you're going to find listeners of this show interacting all week long. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. I'm usually pretty active on there as well in between shows. We toss around ideas. We help each other out. If I can help somebody else out off air, that's where I do that. If I've got a question, there's a room full of people who are often smarter than I am that help me figure something out. So that's where it's really happening off air, is the Discord chat room. There's a big blue link to that on my website, mrptechreviews.com. You can get links to the RSS feed if you want to subscribe to the audio podcast. Everything is on the website. I sort of pulled back on social media just because I have a few other projects in the works, and honestly, it was just duplication of posting, and it was just kind of a time killer. So trying to make a little extra time, and that stuff had to go, which I'm not really sad about. So that's where you're going to find everything that you need to know about the show. Please check those out. And moving along, I want to plug really quickly, speaking of the Discord chat room, quite often, listeners of the show will post a lot of things on the chat room, and I do read them all. I sometimes forget to post, and I forget to make comments on it. But one of the things that caught my eye recently, longtime listener Morton has posted a lot of really great things in the chat room. One of them being the download for the RHEL 8 beta. If you're interested in checking out Red Hat Linux, I'll put the link in the show notes. It's a free download. You can check out the beta. I'm not sure that you are going to be able to run it long term, but you can check out RHEL. If you've never used RHEL, obviously it's made a lot of news recently with IBM purchasing Red Hat Linux for about $34 billion. I believe it's the largest purchase ever made of a company. So thanks, Morton, for posting that and all of the other really great stuff you've posted recently. Another very interesting link that he put in was about video games in East Germany during the height of the Cold War leading up to the collapse of the Berlin Wall. Very interesting article. It was super well written. And I'll put that link in the show notes too. If you're interested in video games at all, this had a really neat story about basically East Germany and having to fight to be able to get certain computers to play games back in the time. And I won't go into all the details, but I read the whole thing, and it was just a really interesting, fascinating story. And it was something I was completely clueless about. You know, I remember the fall of the Berlin Wall, but to me, that's almost like ancient history. And just because I live so far away from it, and probably as you get closer to, you know, Germany, probably a much different story. So I'm gonna put that in the link in the show notes as well. So thanks, Morten, for posting those and the other links that you always post in there. Always great stuff coming from you. Okay, really quickly, I'd like to talk to you about a new show that I am working on. This show is primarily going to be on YouTube. It's a very visual show. There is an RSS feed for audio podcast listeners to listen to the show. This show has been something that I have wanted to do for going on 13 years, probably. I have a co-host to this show. It is probably going to be the most ridiculous thing that you've ever seen. It's completely improvised, basically full of slapstick humor, very lighthearted. Nothing about this show is to be taken seriously at all. And that's sort of the point of this show, is to take the world a little less seriously and have a little bit more fun. Now, I have a great co-host who does a fantastic job playing this character. These are characters who I think are quite likable and quite lovable characters. They are from a series of home movies that were made years and years ago, between 2001 and 2005. And so the name of the show, here it goes, is Captain Anchinor Stuck on Earth. The premise of this show is a spaceship has crash landed on Earth. They can't repair it. So basically, there's nothing else that they can do. They don't have a means to get home. They don't have a means to do really anything else. So in order to stay sane, they start a podcast and talk to the people of Earth. Now, this show is, as I mentioned, completely improvised. The first few episodes are how-to episodes, basically describing how to do a few different things. Check them out. As I mentioned, it's pretty ridiculous, slapstick humor. But as time goes on, I think this is going to grow into a fun show that pretty much anybody can watch. It is for adults, it's for kids, and really the possibilities are limitless. And again, it's just basically having fun. And if you ever saw, let's say, the Ask a Ninja videos from maybe 10 years ago that were all on YouTube, or let's say the, if you remember going way back, the Strong Bad cartoons from early 2000s, all that were very silly, very funny, and very lighthearted. And that's sort of the idea here with this show. It's going to be produced about once a month, and they will be, like I said, available on audio and video. If you go to YouTube, search Captain and Chinor, and you'll find the YouTube channel. You'll find a couple of different things. You're going to find the new show, Captain and Chinor Stuck on Earth. You're going to find some selected clips from the home movies, which were made, again, between 2001 and 2005. Time period. And then you're going to find an old set of home movies that were produced and made at that old time. This is where the selected clips come from. And the name of the movies were called Monkey Wars. So there's 5 episodes of that, and they get progressively longer and longer and longer as you proceed through those movies until they reach feature length. So watch at your own risk, so to speak. Stuck on Earth is the latest of the series. There's 2 episodes that have been produced right now. And we're all set up. We have a website, captainandchinor.com. You can check that out. That website itself has a few Easter eggs in it already. We're going to add more eventually as time goes on. But I encourage you to check it out. It's Captain, CAPTAIN. And Chinor, CHINOR. You can search him on YouTube, subscribe to that YouTube channel. We'd love some audience participation in the comments in on YouTube or by email, and check it out. And that's really what's going to make the show grow into completely random scenarios based off of what the listeners provide. So it's going to be interesting. The cool thing about that, and so to kind of talk a little bit about how that show is produced, currently we are mostly using open source software for that show. The first couple of episodes were recorded with OBS, and we had to do it on a Mac. The reason being is because the video cameras that we were using, we had a video camera, we've got three different cameras, basically. And the one is an HD, Canon HD video camera itself. The other was basically a webcam, and the other one was an iPhone. And in order to get the iPhone to work, we had to use, as a camera, we had to use the Mac. As much as I like or dislike that, basically what we did is we recorded the video with OBS on one computer and the audio with OBS on another computer and combined it later on in editing. Now, since then, I have purchased a USB 3 hub, and now we'll be able to record the audio and video all together in the next latest and greatest episodes, probably coming out in December. But in the meantime, we produced the first few episodes using iMovie just because it was easy. I have been working to switch over to Kden Live, which obviously is an open source video editor, and that kind of means a lot to me. I'd like to be able to produce everything in with open source software. So the goal is to learn about video editing and audio editing more with that show. And I'm also going to be experimenting with this show as far as audio is concerned over the next few weeks, and really want to get the audio sounding great in this podcast. So that's sort of one of the perks of doing this other show, is I get to do some more video editing and splicing and learning video effects and that type of thing. So that's kind of the geeky part of me that's creative. And also just the other great thing about doing the show is I'm such a great co-host that I get to hang out with and just be have fun, have some laughs. We are, and with that show, we're also putting bloopers at the end as well, just because we crack ourselves up the whole time that we're doing this show. So this show is going to get some audio enhancements as I spend a little bit more time editing this podcast. So when I first started doing this podcast, I believe I started recording on a Mac using Audacity. Never really cared for Audacity as a recorder. It would crash frequently. And my goal was to be able to do this 100% with open source software. And been recording with open source software for the last couple of years now. And I was using iMovie for a long time to just post the video on YouTube. And a few months ago, I was able to pick up the System 76 laptop that does everything that I need it to do. And since then, I've been producing all of the YouTube videos for this podcast using Kden Live. It's flawless, works great, has not crashed on me since. It's been very easy editing, nothing major. But so this show is now 100% made with open source software, and that was a goal of mine from a long time ago. So makes it fun for me when I get to work on projects using free and open source software. And hopefully, as time goes on, now the quality will make steady improvements for the next foreseeable future. Coming up in the next few weeks, my favorite show of the year, I'm going to do a show on favorite audiobooks I've listened to over the last 12 months. So that's my end of the year show that I like to do. And we're just going to keep plugging away. I've also been updating my old laptop for some Linux distros to check out over the next few weeks. So we're gearing up for a lot of fun here in the podcast. Thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for everybody who joined us in the Discord chat room. And the best thing you can do for me is tell people about this show. You know what? it's even greater. You could do is if you see a link to this show on the Podnuts website, post that in your feed somewhere, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or Google Plus. Just post the link and get other people to check it out. That's going to do it for this week, guys. We will see you next time.